All right, we have officially stopped the stream, and you guys are on the record.
On the record?
Ooh. Yes, so I went ahead and made a good bet that you'd be good with nobody as the spoiler in time choice next week.
No,
But
go ahead.
We will need a choice for the week after that. Are you cool with me picking something?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Last time you picked something, it was Casablanca, a movie that I never, ever, ever would choose on purpose to watch. But you forced me, and I'm very, very glad you did.
All right. I've got a couple of ideas. Do you want to hear them, or do you want me to just pick?
Ooh, I can't tell which one would be more fun. you could tell me. But I'll give no indication of which one I want you to pick.
Okay. Elephant Man, David Lynch.
Yes.
Was the first movie I ever saw on HBO.
It was, I think I've only seen the end like 5 times when I was in second grade.
So Elephant Man, I'm sorry. HBO, when it first came along on cable in 1982,
yeah,
would replay its movies 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah.
When your dad has decided that it's fine to bring HBO into the house in the summer break, you as a child end up watching movies 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah.
I saw Elephant Man a lot.
You know what I saw a lot?
And I have not watched it since then.
Okay. I'm going to trade you.
Okay.
Like, but yes to Elephant Man. And first of all, I know you have another pitch.
Have you seen it? You saw it when you were in second
grade. I've only seen the ending as a kid.
Got it.
Here's a movie I saw in first and second grade a lot. A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, yeah.
You just went full Steven Toast. Like, I cannot imagine I am in any way a healthier human being for having watched that at that age.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
what grade?
Yeah. No, that's a good one.
First and second.
I mean, I was like 12 when my dad sat me down and showed that to me, and that was way too young.
Wait, is that a real story?
Yes. And I was 10 years old when he got this new culturally important movie that I'm going to put on for you and then go to sleep, which was Do the Right Thing.
Oh, geez.
He's like, oh, it's award-winning, culturally important. Wow. You should watch it. I'm going to go take a nap. And it was a terrifying experience.
Wow. Okay, so we've got The Elephant Man, Clockwork Orange, and Do the Right Thing. The other one I was gonna...
it's called Traumatic Movie Club.
I remember loving The Elephant Man. I remember my parents discussing whether it was okay to let me watch it that often. And I remember all these bits and pieces of it. I'm very curious. The other one is would be more along the lines of Casablanca, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
Ooh.
Because that is one that I feel like so many movies plot to.
One of the Mandalorian episodes was riffing on that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm down for that.
And it's badges. We don't need no stinking badges. Comes from that movie. Nobody knows that, but that's where it comes from.
I thought it was a Cheech and Chong bit.
I know. It was. Doing a bit on Treasure of the Sierra Madre. So,
that's so funny. Yes to all of that. I'm going to go to Tom Merritt Film School. Are you kidding me?
Okay, so Do the Right Thing next week. Great.
No,
we're doing Nobody next week. Sorry, forgot. Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited for you guys to experience that.
Week after, I may or may not be here, but if I am here, I'm going to push for the Sierra Madre over the Elephant Man.
Okay.
That's just because my girlfriend currently is forcing me to watch Twin Peaks, so I'm a little lynched out.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Although I will say I had forgotten Elephant Man was David Lynch until I looked it up recently.
Is it like a real movie then? Is it like stories and characters?
I think it is only real movie outside of Dune.
Oh, okay. Well, Dune. Yeah. So yes, you're right, Brian. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, actually, if you guys are cool with it, we can do a shorter after talk this time. because I don't have a laptop and it's very hard for me to know how to do the show without any equipment.
Isn't this part of the show like equipmentless?
In theory, but here's what I'm realizing is that I'm constantly trying to verify names of people and
look up
and
a thing.
Tom knows. Like we're cyborg androids that rely on the internet to boost our intelligence levels. And I am completely without steroids. So if I was bad this week, that's why. Now you know my secret is that I'm constantly peeking on the internet for help.
I mean, I want to say something, but I'm surrounded by three computers right now. So,
then before we wrap up, just to put it on the chart, 2 weeks from now, so next week, nobody. Jupiter's Legacy. We'll just do one episode a week for the first 2 weeks, then two episodes a week.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Then 2 weeks from now, MODOK comes out.
Yep. That'll be a blast.
And I figured it'll be short.
I can't say from where, but a certain person told me I would enjoy MODOK quite a bit.
So I got all the MODOK.
By the way, that's my new favorite bit is whenever somebody calls to ask to buy one of our old houses, I immediately become Stephen Toast. I don't know if I've already shared this
here. You want to buy a house?
I was like, Terasu Lane, you say? My goodness, I haven't thought about there. Do you know that's where I first conceived our child? No, I didn't know that.
My first child! So yeah, MODOK will do all at once. Then I wanted to check. We'll have a space the week after that. Did you watch Master of None?
The first season and a half.
Okay. Would you be willing to do the new Master of None? There's only five episodes.
Do I need to? It's unrelated to the first one.
It looks like it. Because I watched
in the same
both
universe.
Seasons.
Right.
Okay. Sure.
But there's
not
a plot continuation.
I'll just drop in on that.
Because then Loki comes back, or Loki comes. It's not coming back. Then Loki has an ejaculation, and then that's followed by Rick and Morty.
But first of all, you've seen what I've seen. I'm totally right about it's just Doctor Who, right? Loki is Doctor Who. Come on.
I see what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I haven't seen the trailer.
Oh, you haven't seen the trailer?
No, okay. I'm cold. All right. I'm staying cold.
We're gonna watch the trailer, and the trailer, as I've said before on this very program, it's basically he gets arrested by space police and told, you have to become Doctor Who, and then he goes on Doctor Who.
Imagine that Doctor Who's sidekick is a policeman, played by Owen Wilson, and Doctor Who is a criminal.
Yes.
It sounds like a lot of television plot lines from the 80s.
I'm here for it. Okay with all.
There's
of
also a little bit of Sliders in there somehow.
I imagine. Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Too much speculation. Right. Wrap it up. All right.
That's it. Thanks everybody for supporting us. Patreon.com/CordKillers.
Love you.
We'll talk to you next time. Bye.